Office of the Pinnacle Leadership, Special Collections and Archives, Diakara Go Skyward. Africa's biggest real estate mogul bets on high-rise living communities. By Brenda Ali, the 2nd of February, 2034.
Making home in the Heights is the future of luxury, he says, as he takes me on a tour ahead of the grand opening of his newest project, the smallest of five towers he has named the Diakara Atlantic Community. Our current tower is called Little. The others, still at the foundations and scaffolding stage, will go by similar monikers once completed: Thumb, Index, Fourth. The tallest of them all, expected to be completed by 2050 and planned to reach 180 levels, over a kilometre high, will be an outlier. It will go by Pinnacle. I ask him why Diakara Industries is so invested in preparing for a submerged future. Does he think his island will be swallowed soon? Swallowed, he laughs. Listen, this is a project built to last generations, centuries. So yes, we need to prepare for all possible futures, including one of submergence. But that's not for us here to worry about, no. It's for those over there. We're standing at one of the expansive windows of the concourse. I follow his arm, pointing at the rugged cityscape of Lagos that stares back at us. This high up, the economic stratification is quite evident to any keen eye. Rusted zinc slums, already half submerged by rising floods, stand next to glittering apartment buildings that sport paved, elevated roadways, sidestepping the rapidly rising waters like a disgusted foot. Nobody wants to live in that impending chaos, Diakara says. Everyone will fight to come up here when that is no more. They will stand in that same spot you're standing and say, thanks to Diakara, we escaped.
Suyi Davis Okumboa, Lost Ark Dreaming, 2024.